We want to be able to help to create a good, healthy relationship between landlords and tenants. This is not pitching one against the other.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, my latest conversation with Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan. The Democrat running for a third term saw one of her priorities pass through the Common Council this week, a series of local fair housing laws that she introduced in March. The package allows the Buildings Department to intervene to make repairs to dwellings, rather than declaring them unsafe and displacing residents, with the owner billed for the cost of repairs. The goal is to reduce the number of abandoned buildings in the city. In a first, the measure also forces landlords to demonstrate good cause to evict tenants and prohibits rent increases of more than 5% a year when they're used to circumvent eviction laws. I spoke with Mayor Sheehan on Tuesday.
We spent a lot of time under the City's Rise program, which was funded through the Attorney General's office, to look at what was driving blight in cities really across the state. And one of the things that we learned is that there are still real challenges for tenants in the city of Albany, knowing and understanding what their rights are and being able to be assured that they have the opportunity to access quality, affordable housing in our neighborhoods.
So how will these changes work, practically speaking?
Well, practically speaking, you know, one of the issues that came up as we talked to code inspectors and to tenants and to people who really represent tenants is that when they're living in substandard housing, you know, it's really a catch-22, because if they call codes to complain about a furnace not working, mold, water that is leaking, if the inspectors come in and determine that the apartment is unsafe and unfit, that means that they are making a family homeless. The family cannot stay there, and they're literally being put out onto the street. That's disruptive for young children. It's disruptive for their schooling. It's disruptive for parents who are working and trying to manage finding another place to live because their apartment is not fit. And so in speaking with our code inspectors and with others, it was this idea that in an emergent situation, if the landlord fails to act quickly, then we can step in and keep people in their homes, reduce the disruption that leads to lots of other challenges in people's lives, and repair that and bill the landlord. So, you know, that's just one of the, I think, common sense solutions to what has become for many families a real challenge when they are living in substandard housing.
How will that be carried out in a timely manner, presuming that, you know, there might be some emergent issues where a structure isn't safe to be in?
Sure. I mean, look, if a structure is not safe, we do have to move a family out. The other thing that we have done, and we didn't legislate this, but this is a program that we put into place through our community development agency, is that we can rapidly rehouse families. So if there is an unsafe condition, we are housing families now. We are putting them up either through contracts that we have with hotels, and ideally we would like to find, we do have other housing that we use to house families longer term, if we're doing lead abatement, for example, in their rental unit. But we move those families out for the emergent situation. Let's say that the furnace is broken. And then we are able to go in and conduct an emergency repair. We have contractors that are on call for the city that can go in and make that repair if the landlord does not do so in a timely fashion.
So if someone's listening to this right now and they're in a similar situation, or this sounds like, you know, something they're dealing with, going forward, what should they do?
Well, we want them to call codes. We want people to not be fearful that they are going to be evicted. There are not many, but there are some landlords that really throw families into a situation where they are either going to complain and then worry about being evicted, or say nothing and continue to live in substandard conditions. And that has to end. It's not good for the property owner either for a building to sit in a substandard condition for any length of time, you know, much less, month after month after month. And so we want families to be willing to speak up. That's why the other piece of this legislation around evictions was really important. Sadly, there are families who've had the experience where they've made a complaint, a valid complaint of a substandard condition, and then they find themselves facing an eviction notice. And, you know, we want to ensure that families can avoid that and can speak up, and we need to make sure that the landlords who are collecting rent from them every month are held accountable.
So how will that process work? The landlord would need to show what's called good cause to evict a family. The family says this, you know, this is a ginned up situation. What happens then?
Well, the family has the opportunity, if the landlord brings an eviction proceeding, to demonstrate to the judge that this violates our good cause eviction ordinance, and they can bring forth evidence that they complained in good faith about an issue in the apartment, and, you know, the landlord has to demonstrate that and has to prove that it is the tenant that is either causing a nuisance or violating the law or the other reasons, you know, failing to pay rent, the other reasons that are laid out in the ordinance.
Certainly not all, but some landlords have told our station that the protections have gone too far in one direction, especially during the pandemic when there was an eviction moratorium. You know, people couldn't collect rent for many months on end, and that put the landlords at a real disadvantage. What's your message to them?
My message to them is we stand ready to help any landlord who has been on the receiving end of an empty apartment. In other words, the tenant left and abandoned the apartment, didn't pay that rent. And so I have great sympathy for landlords who are really in a bind because in that situation, the funding that is available, and there's millions, billions actually of dollars that are available across the country, tens of millions of dollars, you know, just in our region here in New York, that is available to make landlords whole. But the rules for that funding require that it prevents eviction. If somebody's abandoned the property, then you're not avoiding an eviction. And so we have to close that loophole. We have to find a way to work with those landlords, and whether it's using some of the funding that the city has available or advocating for broader rules changes with respect to the funding that is out there, we absolutely have to make those landlords whole. That's a horrible situation for a landlord to be in, and I certainly empathize and sympathize with them. You know, the funding that is there is designed for individuals who lost revenue during COVID, and not everyone who stopped paying rent actually lost revenue during COVID, and they still didn't pay the rent, and they're not going to pay the rent. And so in those situations, we do have to make sure that we are fighting for the landlords as well. You know, one of the things that we've stressed throughout this whole process, and we started this process with working with tenants to teach them not only their rights, but their obligations under a lease and what tenants need to do, and the rules that they need to abide by. So we fully recognize that this is a two-way street, and we want to be there for those landlords.
Is there anything I didn't ask you about that you would like to add?
Well, I do think it is important for tenants to be informed, and I want landlords to know that we've been working, for example, with the refugee resettlement community. We've provided tenant trainings for tenants for them to understand what their obligations are as well as what their rights are in multiple languages, that we have resources that are available to help landlords who may have an issue communicating with their tenants. If their tenant doesn't speak English as a first language, we have resources that can help in those situations. And as part of this program, we've hired a tenant liaison, a tenant-landlord liaison who works for the city and who is here to help in situations where a landlord either has somebody who's abandoned a property, if they have a problem tenant. We want to be able to help to create a good, healthy relationship between landlords and tenants. This is not pitching one against the other. And so we've invested in ensuring that we're doing all that we can to create good tenants as well. And we want our landlords to help us do that, help us understand how we can help create better tenants if they are having and experiencing issues.
Kathy Sheehan is the mayor of Albany. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks, as always, for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.